modular home conjures up a modern double wide, a section of which you might get stuck behind on a winding two-lane road. The six similar buildings you can see at the northeast corner of Poplar and 2nd Streets are some of the early factory-made modular homes in the United States. Dating to the early 1890s, they predate the Sears catalog home by about 20 years. They were built in 3 foot wide by 9 foot tall panels and shipped to Madison from Chicago by railroad, and were a source of community-wide fascination. Newspaper articles from the time detail the construction of the homes, built for managers employed at the Trow Flour Mill, located on the riverfront, where Crystal Beach Swimming Pool is located now. Two of the six buildings arrived in pieces on August 27, 1890, and according to newspaper accounts, would take about 3 days to put the two houses together. 3 days later, work was underway. By September 17th, it was reported that erection of cottages will be pushed to completion as rapidly as six experts from Chicago can put the houses together. Work continued through October and November, and by December 30th, 1890, the houses were receiving finishing touches and would be open for inspection soon. What happened to the 3 days to put the house together? These early company homes were remarkably well planned, with a parlor, dining room, kitchen, and wide hallway on the first floor, with 3 bedrooms and a bath on the second floor. The parlor and master bedroom had working fireplaces. Originally identical, they each acquired their unique personalities as private owners purchased and renovated them. Recent and current renovations of two of these interesting buildings reveal some of the original decorative details. The blue building on the corner still maintains much of the original interior details, including staircases and handrail, fireplace mantles, woodwork, and other trim. None of the Madison modulars are currently open to the public.